Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pelshia, the moderator of this call. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Nucleus Software Quarterly Earnings Conference Call. For the duration of presentation, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. We will have a question and answer session after the presentation. I would like to now hand over the conference to Swati Ahuja. Over to you, Swati.
Thanks, Pelshia. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Swati from Investor Relations team at Nucleus Software. A very warm welcome to all of you for this Nucleus Software Earnings Conference Call for the quarter and half year ended on September 30, 2023. For discussion, we are here from the management team, Mr. Vishnu Ardhasar, our Managing Director, Mr. Parag Bhise, CEO and Executive Director, Mr. Anurag Mantri, COO, CFO and Executive Director, Dr. Ritika Dasar, Executive Director and Chief Innovative Officer, and Mr. Tapan Jaiswal, Financial Controller. As you all are aware, that Nucleus Software does not provide any specific revenue earning guidance. Anything which is said during this call which may reflect our outlook for the future or which may be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. An audio transcript of this call would be shortly available on the investor section of our website, www.nucleussoftware.com. With this, we are now ready to begin with the opening comments on the performance of the company. And post that, we would be available for question and answer session. Now, I hand over to Vishnu, sir. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Swati, and very warm welcome to all of you for joining this conference call. As always, we've had a very meaningful quarter we finished on 30th of September, and we look forward to your continued support. With these words, I will hand over to Parag.
Thank you very much, Vishnu sir. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Parag, and I welcome you all to this investor call for the quarter two of this financial year. As mentioned by Vishnu sir, this quarter has gone as per our expectations in terms of financials. On the other hand, we continue to work continuously on the improvement that we have been talking about and working on various fronts, including on processes, engineering, and project management side, so that we can focus more and more on delivering value to our customers at a much faster pace, banking on the exhaustive and robust IP that we have created over the past decades. Thank you so much, and welcome you all once more.
Tapan sir, please put some light on financial number. Over to you, Tapan sir.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Key highlights from financials are... Hello? Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Consolidated revenue for the quarter is at rupees 205.3 crores against rupees 206.8 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 130.1 crore year on year. Overall revenue in foreign currency, including Indian rupees revenue, is US$24.9 million for the quarter, US$25.3 million quarter on quarter, US$16.6 million year on year. Product revenue for the quarter is at rupees 174.1 crore, 182.6 crore quarter on quarter, and rupees 106.2 crore year on year. Revenue from project and services for the quarter is at rupees 24.2 crore quarter on quarter, 3.9 crore year on year. As for expenses, cost of delivery including cost of product development for the quarter is at 61.6% of revenue against 5% of revenue quarter on quarter, 76.5% of revenue year on year. In two terms, this is rupees 126.3 crore 25.1 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 99.5 crore year on year. Marketing and sales expenses for the quarter 5% of revenue, 5% of revenue quarter on quarter and 4.3% year on year. In absolute terms, this is rupees 10.4 crore against rupees 7 crore quarter on quarter and 7 crore year on year. for the quarter is at 0.2% of revenue, 1% of revenue quarter on quarter, and 10.6% year on year. Absolute terms, this is rupees 16.9 crore against rupees 12.3 crore quarter on quarter, 0.7 crore year on year. EBITDA for the quarter is at rupees 51.68 crore against rupees 62.3 crore quarter on quarter, 11.16 crore year on year. Other income from investment and deposit is at rupees 11.1 crore, 7.2 crore quarter on quarter, year on year. Total other income for the quarter is at rupees 11.9 crore against rupees 0.8 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 1 crore year on year. Total taxes are at rupees 15.34 crores against rupees 17.97 crore quarter on quarter and 9 crore year on year. Profit is at rupees 44.6 crore for the quarter against rupees 53.6 crore rupees 11 crore year on year. Other comprehensive income is at rupees 3.4 crore for the quarter, quarter on quarter, and rupees 1.6 crore year on year. Total comprehensive income, which includes net profit and other comprehensive income, is at rupees 48 crore for the quarter against rupees 56.6 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 12.6 crore year on year. The quarter is at rupees 16.65 as against rupees 20 quarter on quarter and rupees 4.12 year on year. In terms of foreign currency hedges, on September 30, 2023, we had USD $3.75 million of forward contract at an average rate of 83.10. There is a mark to market loss of rupees 1. There is a mark-to-market loss of rupees 0.014 crore, which is taken to hedging reserve in the balance sheet. The new contribution from the top 5 client for the quarter is 28.8%, 1.7% in the previous quarter. Order book position is at 705.1 crore, 148.2 crore of product business, and rupees 56.9 crore of project and services business. Year 2023, order book position was rupees 758.6 crores, rupees 689.1 crore of product business, and rupees 69.5 crore of project and services business. Total cash and cash equivalent as on September 30, 2023 are rupees 718.1 crore, against rupees 701.5 crore as on 2023. Balances in current accounts of rupees 65 crores, fund rupees 558.7 crore, fixed deposit of rupees 27.2 crores, investment in tax-free bonds of rupees 62 crores, and rupees 5.2 crores in preference shares. With regards to receivables, we are at rupees 161.7 crore, 200 crores in the previous quarter. In the quarter, there is gross addition of fixed assets of rupees 0.83 crores, primarily of rupees 10 crores on computer and rupees 0.13 crores on software. And hand it over to Swati.
Thank you, sir. With this, now we are open for question and answer session. So I will hand over to Pelsia. Over to you, Pelsia.
Thank you, ma'am. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star and one again. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. First question comes from Jatin Parmar from Ahuram Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question is, why are the margins lower quarter on quarter and the employee costs higher? Can you throw some light on that?
Yeah, thanks for the question. We continue to invest on increasing our capacity, and in terms of top line, I think we were expecting slightly higher top line, and that's how we were hoping to maintain the margin. But without bothering about the quarter to quarter numbers, we continue to focus on building a long term value proposition for our customers.
Okay. So last time you mentioned 30% of the contracts have moved to the newer prices. What is the percentage now at the end of this quarter?
Okay, again, we will not be able to give you a precise number, but most of our domestic contracts have moved to the revised AMC, and our overseas contracts are in the process of moving into new pricing.
Okay. And we have a cash of around 700 crore plus. What is the plan for that? Because those eventually this much cash will bring our ratios down. So what is the plan for that?
Yeah, thanks for asking this question. We will not be investing in any acquisition in any near future. And as far as whether paying it back to investors via dividend or buyback, etc., that is something that the board would decide.
Okay. And what is the general business environment? Are you seeing any slowdown in the markets we operate in, or things are looking up? That's my final question.
Okay. As of now, we are not experiencing any slowdown. We continue to get queries for our offering, and we are quite optimistic about the future at this point of time.
Great. Thanks. Thanks. That's all for now. If I have any further questions, I'll come back to you. Thank you.
Certainly.
Thank you. Next question comes from Ankush Agarwal from DPR. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for taking my question. So Vishnu sir, last year when we started with the repricing, we made this statement that at the start of the year we were targeting certain number of clients, and for them we didn't renewed AMC because we wanted to take it on higher pricing. So for this year, have we done similar kind of exercise wherein for certain clients we have not booked AMC initially, and once they close, then that retrospective impact might come in the later half of the year?
No, we have not done that this year.
Okay. Secondly, you stated that most of the domestic contracts have moved to new pricing, and now you're focusing on the overseas market. So my question over here is, in the domestic market, Nucleus has a very good market share and thus a very strong market standing, and thus I think we were able to get this repricing. But how easy or how difficult would it be for us to do the same for the overseas customers? If you can share some thought on that.
The product offerings that we have are so strong, and our prices, even in the overseas markets, have been equally on the lower side. So we are quite optimistic about the overseas market as well.
Okay. Okay. So do you still believe by FY25, I think you had stated that it will take you about 2 years max to do the entire repricing. So do you still stick by that timeline?
Yeah. By and large, yes. Few customers may spill over to by a couple of more quarters. That's all. But otherwise, yes. By and large, we will be able to be done with the repricing with all our customers.
Right. And lastly, sir, on the cost base, so I think last two quarters the cost base has continued to increase. You have said that you are creating a bench strength. So, wanted to understand, the thought process over here, is this increase in bench size an outcome of, you know, the new kind of revenue base that we have seen, and then so you feel that, you know, now you have an extra margin that you can use to invest more, or is it a response to the underlying traction that you might be seeing, and how should we look at the cost base for the remaining part of the year? You can highlight.
Yeah, thanks for this specific question, and using the industry terminology of bench strength, which incidentally we do not need that. Our business model does not need any bench strength as such, because anyone who joins, you know, after the initial few weeks or few months of training, is essentially working on a live project, or is contributing to development of a product. Now, that being the case, there is no bench as such. Now, talking about increasing the compensation, we are absolutely you know, confident about and optimistic about our you know, future quarters and months. So we will continue to build strength from this number. We are talking about increasing the strength by 300 people at least over the year. And that should give you a perspective.
Got it. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Gaurav Khanna from Cap Group Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, David, actually, my question is whether the margin can be sustainable in going forward and not.
Gaurav, please be loud. You're not audible.
Not audible?
Yes, you can try again.
No, I'm audible.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. I'm saying, what would be the margin? This margin would be sustainable going forward, or there would be a decrease in margins? What is your take on that?
Okay. As a policy, we do not give any guidance. Now, as far as whether it will be going down or upward, our hope is that we will be able to take it upwards.
Okay, sir. And is there any seasonability in this business?
No, not really.
Okay.
It certainly is a lumpy business, but there's no seasonality as such.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Vaibhav Bajaya from Honesty and Integrity Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Thanks for providing the opportunity. There was some disturbance initially, maybe from my line. So I think in terms of expenses, that is sequentially, so if you see sequentially, you know, operating and other expenses have increased by nearly 8 crores. Can you help us understand the specific line item which has driven, resulted in this increase?
Yeah, essentially it is marketing. We have done outstanding work for decades, and we have not talked about it as much as we ought to have. So that is where we are also spending some of our attention and money to make sure that people are aware about what we do.
Okay. So out of 8 crore increase, you will say most of it is due to increase in marketing expenses, that's what you mean to say, or there are other things also that has led to? Because I think initially selling and marketing expenses was given as a percentage, but I missed that because there was some disturbance in the line.
Tapan, you want to take this?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Vaibhav, this is Anurag. It's actually a combination of marketing and marketing-related travel costs. We are basically investing a lot in enhancing our connects with our executive customers, and in that particular direction also significant travel is happening. It's a combination of both.
Got it. Understand. And this push is more towards international business or more to do with the domestic business?
The combination of.
Okay, got it. Understand. And sir, in terms of revenues, if you see the revenue breakup, India revenue have sequentially, again I'm talking about sequentially as compared to the last quarter, June 2023, India business revenue has gone up nearly by 20 crores. So I don't want to know specific numbers, but is most of the revenue increase is due to AMC revenue increase, or is it non-AMC revenue increase? I don't want to know again specific numbers, but I just want to understand the majority of the growth drivers.
Yeah, it is AMC pricing.
Okay, got it. And lastly, sir, in terms of number of employees for the current quarter, September quarter, what was the total number of employees?
So, as of 30th September, our strength was 1908. And in quarter, we stood at 1832.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Understand. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, press star and 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Next question comes from Ashwini Desai from Oakland Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for giving an opportunity. I had a couple of questions. First one was, because of this price hike, have you seen any loss in customers? Have you seen any churn?
Okay. Let me give you a slightly longer answer to this simple question. We have been adding value to our customers' businesses so in such an immense manner and, mm-hmm. and at such highly discounted prices. Because of both reasons, despite the increase in prices, none of our customers have moved out of our intellectual property. And not just that, some of them are very, very keen to move to our new releases, and we are very hopeful about being able to move them to the new releases soon and then add even greater value to their business.
Okay. Does that
answer your question?
Sir, that does partially answer my question. So when you're saying you're very discounted to whom? Who's your closest competitor in this space?
No. Again, a good, very good question. I'm talking about the global prices as compared to global prices for this kind of intellectual property, we were very deeply discounted.
Okay, fair enough. So, you don't expect any kind of churn in the future?
We do not visualize that because, not just that we have delivered value in the past, not just that we are delivering value currently, our new releases, they will our customers are confident that they will deliver even more value. So
okay.
We do not visualize any churn.
Okay, neither in India nor globally.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, great. So again, stressing on that, sir, who's your closest competitor? Somebody with a similar offering? If you can give some names in India or globally.
We do not talk about our competitors.
Okay. Fair enough. And I think one another question I have, so it has been partly answered though, but I'm repeating it. So when you mentioned in your initial comments that you're looking to increase capacity as such, right? So this capacity increase that you're talking of is to do with the headcount increase that you mentioned, marketing, or anything else that we are spending on?
Okay, good question. It is across the board. This capacity increase is on the project management side, on account management side, on marketing side, as well as the engineering side.
Okay, okay. So possible to quantify how much we might have spent in the first half?
How much would we have spent in first half on what?
On this capacity increase that you're talking across the board that you mentioned.
Okay.
We are not able to
share that level of detail.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for more questions.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest.
Thank you. Next question comes from Narayan Singh from Navanan Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations, Mr. Dusad, for the for adding value to the company, taking up this price increase and so on. So I just have one question related to this employee increase. So you are saying like you plan to increase the employee count by 300. So this is on top of existing 1908 or it's already...
Yeah, no, you got it exactly right. This is on top of the 1908 now.
Okay, sir. In this quarter, I mean, maybe again I'm going back to this price increase topic, which you, for whatever reasons, do not want to disclose more details. So did we have any price increases in this quarter also, sir? Any customer,
yes,
any contract onboarded?
Certainly.
Okay. I have next question, which is related to the growth in other areas. So I just was looking into the financials in the past years. So we are able to grow, looks like, very well in India domestically. But for some reason, I don't see any much growth outside India. So any special reasons, sir, why we are not able to penetrate overseas?
No. Absolutely, you're absolutely right in making that observation. We were making a sharp, we were providing a sharp focus to our customers in India. And in some manner, that sharp focus has helped both the customers as well as the company. Now we are ready to provide focus to all our customers all over the world. And we are looking forward to growth coming back to growth coming back in our numbers for various geographies soon.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity and good luck for future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I just have a couple of questions. I heard somewhere your remark where you possibly said that all the Indian clients have moved to the new pricing and overseas is still left. Is that the understanding right?
No. It is partially right. All the Indian customers have moved to the new pricing and some of the overseas customers have also moved to the new pricing. Not all the overseas customers have moved to the new pricing.
And you also said somewhere that there is a certain timeline by which you expect this to be completely done. What was the timeline? Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, I think this financial year and maybe a couple of more quarters in the next financial year.
Okay, okay. So basically, let's say 4 to 5 quarters from now, it will be done with.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Okay, any thoughts on the new deal momentum? We have seen the order book for our business coming off during this quarter. So any thoughts on those?
Yeah, we are getting good interest and there will be announcement about some orders as well in near future.
I think last quarter you were mentioning about a very large deal in the for the Finexia offering. Is that still in the pipeline or it's not been won or something?
No, it's very much in the pipeline.
Right. And this large jump in the marketing call that you said related to marketing, is it more related to like attending event like Cyborgs or FinTech events, those kind of thing, or this is a client-specific travel to meet and do business development and your business as usual kind of a travel?
I would say both. We've been participating in the events also. We've been traveling to meet our customers also, understand them better and understand their challenges better and so on.
So, the key reason of asking this question was to understand whether this is the new normal on the spend or this is slightly accentuated because of more events in this quarter and may possibly come off in the coming quarter. That is what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, so it's going to be new normal because, as I mentioned earlier, we have not talked about our value addition that we have done, the immense value addition that we have been doing to our customers. And that's what we want to do now. We want to talk about it and let people understand that this is a robust institution which they can rely upon for long-term value addition.
Right. And this would be also expanding newer market or mostly of the 4-5 key market that we are currently present in?
To begin with, the existing market and of course then at an appropriate point of time, the new geographies also.
So you said you were initially trying to map it with the revenue momentum, but then nevertheless you went with the flow irrespective of the traction, which caused the margins to come off in this quarter. So since you would persist on this spend and revenue growth can be slightly lumpy by the nature of it, so is there a base margin that you would like to have on an annualized or quarterly basis, or it would continue to be volatile function of growth?
I would like to say the second, volatile function of growth.
Sorry, I could not understand that.
So I don't think we would be able to give any guidance either on in terms of revenue growth or in terms of margins and so on. What we are sharply focused on is ensuring that our customers get value and all our other stakeholders get value. Quarter to quarter, year to year, I don't think we are in a position to give you any indicators.
Right. And the 300 odd people addition that you have kind of indicated, this roughly implies 15% growth. So on the current base, so most of these would be going into the implementation kind of strengthening, or this would be across function and not limited to servicing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As I answered earlier also, it will be across functions, right from marketing through account management through implementations, project management and engineering.
Right, right. Understood. And on the new win side, can you give us how many new client logos or renewals with this in quarter or anything in the last couple of quarters? How has that been shaping up for us?
No, I don't think we'll be able to talk about that.
So earlier, we used to give one data that how many clients went live and how many deliverables we have won during the quarter. So you think this would be discontinued or this is a temporary thing that we are not publishing now?
I think we will we have to continue striking balance between as much transparency as we can bring to our shareholders versus the market scenario, and as you know that balance keeps shifting, we have no choice but to keep doing that balancing.
Sure. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you for your continued interest.
Thank you. Next question comes from Aditya Nagar from Alpana Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for taking the time for my question. Could you please give me a texture of your addressable, whether how much market share are we targeting in this, sir?
Sorry, couldn't get your question.
So could you give us the total addressable market that Nucleus is targeting, sir?
That is a very sizable market, very, very sizable market.
Sir, do you mean $10 billion and above, $20 billion and above, sir?
Good guesstimate. It is in the vicinity of, let's say, $20 to $30 billion. It is the cost of software for lending business is typically anywhere between 0.5 to 1% of the AUM. So you can make a guess from there how big that market would be.
Absolutely, sir. Is it fair to say, sir, we can be 3-5% of this market, sir, with the capability of our product offering?
Certainly.
And for that, sir, would you need the cash on the balance sheet, or do you think that it's more now about a sales and a marketing function?
Yeah, now these are the balancing decisions that the board takes. How much do we want to pay to the shareholders at what point of time, and how much should go into the building the brand and making sure that people come to know about the outstanding product that exists.
Right, sir. So one just a suggestion, sir, if you don't mind, and please don't take it the wrong way. I believe you when you say that you have an outstanding product, etc. But if you could just start giving us certain level of customer churn, customer data, etc. We don't want any forward-looking guidance, but if you could just tell us what's happened, good or bad. I mean, I'm sure given your level of technical competence and understanding, you would be okay to share churn level data, because since you're a product company, sir, one important metric is tracking churn. Only if you're okay with it and if your internal team approves it, of course, if you could share that level of data, sir. We don't need customer names. We don't need... maybe you can say international churn, domestic churn, so we can, it'll just help us better understand your company. Thank you, sir. That's the only
thing. Thanks for raising that question. And I'm very glad to let you know that voluntary churn of our customers would be less than 5%. The philosophy has been that if, customer has taken a decision to go on our product, then once a customer has signed up and is gone live, it is our all-out effort to make sure that the value continues to get delivered. So that's all I can say. It's a pretty small number, extremely small number.
Right. Thank you for that answer, sir. And just one last question, and you can choose however you want to answer it. Sir, I'm sure that if I am a vendor or I'm a client of Nucleus and my prices go up maybe 5x or 6x, you know, for a contract for which I've been giving nominal inflation increases, there must be some pushback, definitely. How are you handling this situation, sir?
Again, excellent question. Only thing that we talk about is the value that we have been delivering.
Correct.
And very, very delighted to let you know that when we start talking about it, we have already mentioned it. All of them have agreed that yes, this is required to be done. And that's what.
So what you're saying is they're viewing Nucleus more as a partnership more than a vendor relationship. Is that a fair understanding, sir?
Absolutely fair understanding.
Great, sir. I just hope you give out a little more details regarding the product, the churn, maybe the average per customer. Again, sir, broad level data. We're not asking any specific data, if it's okay with you. Just for our better understanding of your company. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your continued interest. And since we service very small customers and the biggest customers in the country, obviously averages, etc., do not make sense.
Right. Right. No, absolutely, sir. It's just for our understanding. There's a barbell, obviously. Some customers will be very large, some will be very small. But just for our better understanding, no other reason, sir.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your interest.
Thank you. Next question comes from Anuj Sharma from M3 Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. And congratulations, Vishnuji and team, for a good quarter. Few questions, sir. One, we spoke about lower than expected revenues in Q2. What was the reason for this spillover?
We were expecting certain orders and they didn't come through. They were delayed.
Okay, so there will be a spillover. It's not a lost revenue, it's a spillover.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. The second thing is, sir, we will be focusing on overseas customers for the value-added price adjustment. But the reason for delay is lack of focus. Initially, we plan to focus on domestic and then international, or it's been difficult to convince international customers of the value proposition?
No, the first one. We wanted to focus first on domestic customers and then go international. And that's what we are doing.
Okay. So the third thing on price adjustment. Now, once the price adjustment based on value proposition is done, incrementally, how does it work? Does it work on some outcome basis, or then it will be a flat pricing, just a one-time adjustment, and then it will be flat? Or there will be some flexibility in terms of either inflation or outcome-based or transaction-based?
No, all the facilities are there in the picture. So that it is a win-win, ongoing win-win for our customers and us.
Okay. So even after the readjustment is done, let's suppose the outcome, the transaction volumes increase by 10%, is it fair to say that in Nucleus will also be a beneficiary of the increased transaction output going forward?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, one more question is, we have a significant market share in domestic, and good, it's a happy development that we are focusing on sales and development. But will it be predominantly global now, because there wouldn't be many gaps in the Indian market for you? And is it fair to say that our next leg of growth after the repricing of international customers will be new international customers?
That is right. That is absolutely right.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That would be the last question for the day. Now, I hand over the floor to Swati for closing comments.
Thank you, Pelsia. Now, we would like to thank all the investors for joining us today. And a very happy and prosperous Diwali to all of you. I would now pass it over to Vishnu sir for his closing comment. Over to you, sir.
I would also like to wish all of you a very happy Diwali on my personal behalf and on behalf of Team Nucleus, and we continue to be committed to adding value to the society and for decades to come. And we want to thank you for your continued interest in us. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect now.